This is the Real Royal Family Podcast with your co-host, Valerie Wright. And we're here to take back your crown and the jewels that are on it. The jewels of your life, your joy, and your purpose. Only God's love and power can conquer trauma. Now, this is not virtual reality. It is spiritual reality. It is not a game, but we are going to treat it as a challenge to destroy what is destroying you. And God's word says, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm you. Let's get it. Get it. Get it. So welcome to this next episode of The Real Royal Family. And your first host is the Holy Spirit, and your second host is Valerie Wright. The Holy Spirit is here to give you your heart's desire, but he is waiting for your heart's desire to line up with your life's purpose and with the Father's word. Each part of the Trinity is equal, but they have separate job descriptions and they each stay in their lane. There is order in heaven and we need to get some order in our lives. So I'm your spiritual Harriet Tubman, Valerie Wright. The spiritual Harriet Tubman part is, that's my role. My name is Valerie Wright and Super Val. So this is Destroy the Destroyer, part 3. And I'm teaching you to take back your crown. You are part of the real royal family. The real royal family is real royalty. And our royalty is based upon the blood of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. His name is Jesus. And he came here to graft us into our real birthplace, which is heaven. Principle of this episode is Father, forgive them. So I'm going to go to Luke 23:34 in the King James Version. Then Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Oh, this sounds so terrible upon first reflection. Our kingdom, compared to this world, the flesh and the devil, is an upside down and inside out kingdom. In other words, that means the kingdom of darkness took the original spiritual reality and inverted it, and he hid the seed of manifestation inside where it's hard to see. So in other words, the kingdom of darkness took the origin, the original, which is spiritual reality, and inverted it and hid it inside of us. So he hid the manifestation inside where you can only see it with your mind's eye. You can feel it with your heart. And it is fueled by faith of the power of the origin, which is the word. Not every word in the Bible is a seed to be spoken to electrify a situation. Certain passages are corrective. For instance, as we discussed about two podcasts ago, in Galatians 3:28 in the King James Version, there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus. Now this is the promise, the premise, and the principle. Not that women should be silent in church, or it is a shame for women to speak and women should only support. If you are in this type of cult, forgive them, for they know not what they do. But you're going to have to leave so you can get some real teaching and you become a true, fulfilled citizen of the kingdom of heaven. God doesn't create part of his human creation just to sit around and do nothing and being quiet and full of shame. That's a lie from the pit of hell. So, you know, in comparison, try telling a rich American citizen that they can't sing or travel or have money just because of some misinterpreted Bible verse. They're not going to argue with you, but what they will do is exit stage right, stage left, center, even up by the rafters. So your Heavenly Father sees you and knows you are created. He knows that it took power to free you, so it will also take power to be absolutely free, and it'll take power for you to free others. So let's continue, beloveds. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast Lot. That is Luke, once again, 23:34 in the King James Version. So here's a side note. I'm going to go back to the main point. And they parted his raiment and cast lots. If you were to see a chained up, immobilized derelict on the street who is somehow wearing an exquisite designer outfit, are you going to cut his clothing and take bets on it? No, because he's a derelict, right? And it's probably going to have a mixture of things on there between, you know, feces, urine, whatever ground he's been sleeping on. Probably has not had the opportunity to wash himself. You guys know, well, I'm in New York City, so we know what that smell is like. So that small side note, and they parted his raiment and cast lots. That lets you know it's not about the outfit, beloveds. Okay, people have been saying, oh, because he had on expensive clothes. It's not about the outfit, my beloved. It's about the man wearing the outfit. Even the centurions knew what a blessing is. Okay, and they knew that it was soaked inside of his clothing because word had spread all around. They weren't ignorant. So it still might have been a very nice, exquisite piece of cloth, but it was the man. Okay, and most likely you will insist. So if this were the derelict, let's go back to seeing if you would cast lots with the parts of his clothing. You would insist he is power washed with his clothes on, and then you would ask the clothing to be removed and burned, because those rancid clothing, you would not sell small squares of it. You would not hold it in your wallet for zero amount of time for some future Powerball drawing. You are getting rid of those clothing and you're making sure that somebody burns it. So that statement, and they parted his raiment and cast lots, illuminates that it's the outfit. It's the man, Jesus. So the soldiers knew. Pause and think about that. So let's continue further. Then Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots. That's Luke 23:34, King James Version. Oh, and once again, this really does sound terrible, because, you know, you're on a course, you came down to save these people, and they are dedicated to destroying you. And a lot of times what happens in life, people will be dedicated to destroying you. But you have to understand that our kingdom is just opposed to this kingdom of darkness. Our new creation, the reborn being, is juxtaposed to your old flesh. Our MO, modus operandi, is juxtaposed to this world system of darkness. Darkness is not black, like some twisted melanin haters would like you to focus on and believe. Another side note, melanated people are unique and glorious. Melanated people have been given a special place, a special assignment. The special assignment has to do with our pineal gland. We carry a very deep vibrational message. People with high levels of melanin in our skin are not better. We are just chosen for a specific task and purpose in the kingdom of heaven on earth. I accept mine. Do you accept your assignment? So let's move back to the issue of darkness. So darkness is as opposed to light. When the lights go out, all colors do not cease emitting their respective wavelengths. Okay? Darkness cuts off the ability to perceive most visual wavelengths with the naked eye. So although the light is out, those wavelengths are still waving at you though. Darkness wants to cut off your intrinsic communication, vocal, visual, neural, magnetic, fragrant, sovereign, power, and spiritual wavelengths. Love vibrates, forgiveness vibrates, mercy vibrates. Grace has a different vibration. Your calling, your anointing has a vibration. Christ in you, the hope of glory has a vibration. That is, unless you allow someone to stop it by putting you in darkness. Do you now understand the principle of first getting yourself out of the cage? Freedom has a vibration. And being encaged also has a vibration. Freedom also releases a vibration. Do you now understand the principle of next getting out of the wizard's cave? The cave is dark, full of creatures of the dark, hunting creatures, blood-sucking creatures, creatures large, hibernating creatures, creepy crawly things in there. You want to get out of the cave and into the light, right? Slaveholders are slaves themselves. The children of slaveholders are also slaves until they repent and return the spoils of holding slaves. Satan bewitched the slaveholders, slave traders, and slave capturers. Why would anyone want you in a cage or chains? Well, that means that that's the imprint. That is what is on the inside of them. So remember I said our kingdom is an inside-out kingdom. What's inside of you, you manifest and speak outside. So misery loves company. Misery is inside of the slave holder, and they want the slave also to be miserable. Let's continue even further, beloveds. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Luke 23:34, the King James Version. Forgiveness vibrates. A vibration is a wave, like a sound wave. It goes up and it goes down. It goes up and it goes down. Waves go up and waves go down. The density, the richness, and the purity and the power of the vibration of forgiveness is so high, so deep, so dense and powerful. It crushes all lesser vibrations of slavery, captivity, bondage, resentment, bitterness, oppression, and the like. So forgiving people in the kingdom of light does not let them off the hook for what they have done. They must answer for that. However, forgiving people as members of the real royal family, as citizens of the kingdom of light, means you forgive them and you obliterate every connection they have with the demonic realm. So when people are behaving badly, they are hooked to something in hell. There's a hook holding them. A hook connected is usually a spirit, which they often believe is their own belief system. So when you destroy the connections to the destroyer, demons out to destroy humanity, you disconnect that which gives that miserable person the ability to keep operating on their levels of hatred and depravity. They can no longer log into their source to continue doing evil, watching you, tracking you. You close the portals and the doorways demons use to give them fake power and information to destroy you and others. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do, shuts off the dark demonic power source. You should praise Jesus right now for that, because that is a very powerful weapon. Put it in your arsenal. It's not about them. It's about you. Okay, you are disconnecting from them when you forgive them, and you are disconnecting them from a demonic power source. Okay, so they can no longer be a puppet. Now, their human will may still try to do things, but when the human will, human against human, oh, that's nothing. But when they have a dark angel backing them up, then you have to do something else. So what you're doing is you are disconnecting them from the dark supernatural forces, which makes it easier for them to harm other human beings. So, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Opens up heaven's windows, gates, and doors. You get light, power, resurrection, hope, energy, life vibrating to you, in you, and then from you for others. And you also restore stolen time and destiny. So how long this takes before this vibration is vibrating out of you to help others, that depends on your surrender and submission to God and His ways. And how long this takes depends on your rejecting and resisting Satan and his ways. So I'm here to quicken and shorten the process, should you so choose to do the things the way our kingdom does it, okay? So knowledge vibrates. And so now you have knowledge. I pray you choose to use it. So praise his holy name that we now have a very powerful tool, the tool of forgiveness. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. So we're going to go to submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. We did that a podcast ago, and that's James 4 and 7. Now, we're going to do a little comparison here because a lot of people say, oh, the Bible contradicts itself. But let's dig deeper. So James 4, 7 says, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And now this one in Matthew 5:39, the King James, it says, but I say unto you that ye resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on thy right cheek, turn to him the other also. Let's learn a very valuable comparative lesson here. Matthew 5:39 and James 4:7 seem contradictory, but let's examine further. So I'm going to read Matthew 5:39 from the Amplified Bible. But I say unto you, do not resist an evil person who insults you or violates your rights. But whoever slaps you on the right cheek, turn the other toward him also. Simply ignore insignificant insults or trivial losses. Do not bother to retaliate. Maintain your dignity, your self-respect, your poise. Once again, Matthew 5:39 in the Amplified Version. Now, however, I say to you, don't repay an evil act with another evil act. But whoever insults you by slapping you on the right cheek, turn the other to him as well. And that is the Passion Translation. So darkness comes to you on three dusty roadways, the world, the flesh, and the devil. Which dusty road and on what filthy vehicle they arrive in determines how you resist. From Matthew 5:3, Jesus says this about resistance. First resistance is resist the devil. Then after you submit to God. So you have the power and the resources of the kingdom of heaven backing you up. So your resistance is not in vain. You get the super agreeing and backing up the natural, not muscling it or forcing it with your will, which equals defeat eventually, because the spiritual realm is the original realm and the prerequisite to our visual, physical realm. So thoughts are things, words are things. We do not resist or oppose an evil person with earth behavior unless you want to lose. Our kingdom and our commander instructs us to resist an evil person differently than how we resist the devil. Heaven has different tactics and strategies to defeat the world, the flesh, and the devil. We must chew on the word and examine it from many angles. We must be detectives. Remember I taught you how to be detectives? Who, what, when, where, why, and how? You don't just say who. You have to frame the question so it peels layers off so you can become wiser. When dealing with people, this is a spiritual tool of forgiveness. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. It's never earthly. We never use earth behavior. We don't use witches' tools like sage or salt or think positive or shamans. Darkness plus darkness equals more darkness. Light plus darkness equals light, because dark is the absence of light. And when you add light, darkness has nothing to hold on to. All right, so this is what we're doing with destroying the destroyer. He has nothing to hold on to or hide behind. It must flee when the light shows up. How bright the light is determines how far and how fast the darkness flees, okay? So it gets its walking papers and its running papers as soon as you show up. Forgiveness works with people, but it does not work against demonic spirits and the devil. For that, we have to use another tool. We have to use a sword, which is the word of God. And we have to use offense and defense. So remember, submitting and resisting. What you submit to and what you choose to resist will determine your outcome. Submit is defense and resisting is offense. As long as you are submitting to God and resisting the devil. Ignore darkness and you lose. Wrestle darkness, you lose. Hire darkness and you lose. Partner with darkness and you lose. You get emotional, you lose, 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 lose. So how do we cross the moat, right? After being violated as a young child by someone who's supposed to protect you, very horrible things, and then not being believed when you tell a trusted adult, and so now it's like a double and a triple betrayal, and that can so quickly grow to emotions and resentment and hatred, and then the kingdom of darkness loves that because then it has more open doorways for you to destroy yourself. That violation, that demonic sexual ritual was designed to break you down so you operate as a roach, when in fact you are a lion. You won't be humble enough to love and forgive until the lion awakens. Power, protection, and provision allows love to bloom. So how can we trust a God that allowed us to be violated? Well, I'm glad you asked. When you change schools, because the world, the flesh, and the devil, they're a schooling system. A very important piece of education, because this now goes with who is protecting you and then who is violating you. There is an archetype of a violator, and that is the narcissist. If you don't know what a narcissist is, there's go on to therealroyalfamily.com and there's an alphabetical list where you can look up a narcissist. I'm always adding more and more information. You have to know what you are dealing with. Your dysfunctional family system is set up with scapegoats, and usually by a narcissistic parent or a father, mother, stepfather, uncle, someone else, the golden child or the middle child who's kind of invisible and really knows that the scapegoat is hurting, but if they align with the scapegoat, they'll get punishment too. These are very important things to know, because once you know them and you see them, you defang the snake and you devenom the snake. So it no longer has a hold over you. So you're no longer asking, why are people treating me so bad when I'm so kind and loving? Yeah, you're kind and loving, and that's good, but you're also a warrior. Okay, and to destroy the destroyer, the warrior part of you, the Lion of Judah part of you, must wake up and begin to operate. So a person affected with narcissism, and it's from the Greek narcissos, the name of a beautiful youth in mythology, Metamorphos, who fell in love with his own reflection and was turned to the flower Narcissus. Narcissus himself, as a figure of self-love, people who are in love with themselves. Well, we are actually at the end of this episode. The principle was, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Forgiveness is a super weapon. And what you do when you use it, you do exactly the same thing Jesus did as he was on the cross. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And what you do is you stop darkness dead in its track. It seems like a horrible thing to do. But remember, Our kingdom is like an upside down kingdom. When you humble yourself, God will lift you up. When you forgive the person who is coming after you to destroy you, God now has responsibility to protect and provide for you. Be patient and keep doing it. Oh, trust and believe when you see what happens. You just be quiet. You praise God. You don't let anybody put their hands on you. But if they're just in your face and roaring out loud with bad breath, they are not touching you. They're trying to make you feel afraid. But what you do is, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And then you will begin to praise God with a song, because that is also another weapon for you warriors and you real royal family. And stay tuned for next week. We're going to get more into the narcissist. Thank you so much. The Holy Spirit and I love you. We love you. We love you. Bye-bye. Shalom, shalom. Till next time.
If you say you love Jesus, roll with him now. All the shots in the world ain't gone, then it's crown. He put the power in your hands, power in your words. It's dominated with the greatest Lord, praise him first. We are soldiers of Jesus. Huh.